Praise God. You're looking at somebody else's wife or husband and start looking at your own and you'll get that love. You're not going to get it looking at somebody else's. And that's what America's guilty of, and even it's got into the church. Now, what affects the home affects the church. That's why the church is in such a mess today, and it's why there's no discipline in the schools. If the school teacher even whips a child or paddles him, as you call it, then here comes an old mama, or like an old wet setting hen, yeah, I'm going to beat that teacher up for whipping my little old burr head or brat or whatever you want to call him. I'd be ashamed of the little rascal myself. I'd go out there and tell the teacher I was ashamed of myself for my child's behavior. It's a reflection on mom and daddy, whether you believe it or not. It's a reflection on that old home where that baby, that child was reared up, drug up. The Bible still says in Proverbs 20 and verse 7, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Do you believe that? Or are you going to believe what somebody else says? I said Proverbs 20 and 7. I had another verse on my mind. It's Proverbs 22 and 6. Now I want to get to Proverbs 20 and verse 6 and 7. That's what I had on my mind, and I put the wrong reference. Now, Proverbs 20 and verses 6 and 7. Listen to this. Most men will proclaim every man or everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. Everybody likes to talk about how good he is. And you know what? The most of them are good for nothing. If you're not faithful, you're good for nothing. He said, every man will proclaim his own goodness, but a faithful man, you're hard put to find him. Next verse. The just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. You know, that's what disturbs me. I don't want to leave a legacy of a curse and a visitation of a blight and a penalty of reverses in everything my children tries to do in their lifetime because there's a curse on them. They're visited with the sins of the parents, and it happens that way. Let me tell you, we reap whatever we sow. Hosea 8 and 7 said, you've sown the wind, fathers, and you'll reap the whirlwind. The Bible said our children are brought into whatever we're involved into, whatever we do. Listen to this scripture in Psalm, the 103rd verse. Psalm 103, chapter 103. I'll get this correct. Psalm 103, verses 17 and 18. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant and to those that remember his commandments to do them. When a father and mother live righteously, God visits that righteous, that holy, that blessed legacy on our children. Our children reap what the fathers have sown. That's also in the Ten Commandments. When God gave the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20, the second commandment, beginning in verse 4, said, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that's in the heaven above or under the earth, or under the waters, or the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. For the Lord thy God is a jealous God, visiting the iniquities, that's the rebellions, of the fathers upon their children unto the third and even the fourth generation of them that hate me. But the next verse says, showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Whenever we don't serve God, when mom and dad gets in there and raises a devil and lives like the gingham dog and the calico cat, it's going to reflect in your children. God have mercy sakes. We've got to make our children into the pattern and images of what we do and not what we say. That old saying, and not doing, is no good. And I believe with all my heart and soul, there's no way to save children in this generation except to teach them the Word of God, and I mean to memorize it. The psalmist David made this great response to the Lord in Psalm 119, verses 9 through 11. He said, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? The answer came, by taking heed thereto according to thy word. Then he says, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. I'll tell you, we've got to teach our children the power, the blessing, the strength, the warning, the fear of God that comes from knowing the word of God. And that's the fear of the Lord. That's the beginning of wisdom. It's by the fear of the Lord that men depart from evil. The fear of the Lord is the knowledge of the holy. We're to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Praise God. And when we get the fear of the Lord in our children, and the only way it'll get there is because mom and dad fears the Lord, you can predict the outcome of your children. You can put them in the army. You can put them in anywhere you want to, and they'll come out shining like a gold nugget with the glory of God upon them. We're living in a nation, our national institutions falling apart, and it's a result of the home. It began in the home. The church is reflecting it. The schoolrooms reflect it. The army, the navy, and all the institutions in government reflect the rebellion that began in the home with mother and father in the last two generations. We have sown to the wind, we're reaping the whirlwind. We've sown the dragon's teeth, and we're going to reap a bitter harvest by neglecting the word of God. In America, over 1 million homes fall apart every year in the divorce courts. And the children are exiled and orphaned and sent out to live with grandma or in a foster home or somewhere. And those kind of children, with very rare exceptions, ever turn out to be Christians. They're lost usually for time and eternity. We're living in a nation where parents have forsook the teaching and the discipline of the Word of God. They've turned old Dr. Spock's books. They've turned everybody else's old child psychology books. And we've got a book right in the middle of the Bible called the Book of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, those two books, which are God's two books of wisdom. They're psychology books on child rearing. They have marital counseling. They have adolescent psychology. They have social psychology. They have psychology for the abnormal. Anything. Praise God, it's there. And people are turned away from that to some old book that is misleading, misguiding, confusing, and muddying the waters of really what right or wrong or what works and what don't work really is. But I'll tell you, we've got to stick to the old Bible, the book of God's discipline that will lead our steps, as the Bible said in Proverbs 4th chapter and verse 18. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. We need to make right decisions. In Proverbs 3, beginning in verse 5, the Bible said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Let me start it off at those first four verses of Proverbs 3 also. It begins like this, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of the Lord and man. That's to the young man, the young woman that's trying to get their life started off right, to build on the rock, to set the foundation for their marriage in that home, to survive the storms and the tests and the trials and all the pressures that's going to come against the home. That's where the devil's greatest assault is upon the home, especially of a man or woman that wants to be God-fearing parents. That's where the battle is raging. And that's where the battle's going to be won or lost here in America, is in the homes of America. And our homes are under a severe assault of Satan to destroy them with all kind of old perverted appetites of the flesh, turning us away from the Word of God. And if the devil can keep us out of the Bible, he's going to destroy that home and that life. Well, then after we get our family going along, then the Bible tells us that there's some other things we need to do here in the discipline of our children. In Ephesians 6, 1 through 4, the Bible said, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is a first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thy days mayest be long upon the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." That means in the counsel and the discipline of God's word.